going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, it's Wednesday morning. It's Dirt Egg Wednesday. And who do we have on the line today?
Hey, Shaggy and Natalia. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Williamsburg.
Hey, Sarah. So what can we do for you today? Obviously, some dirty work.
Yeah, so I've been dating this guy, Bryce, for a few months now, and I don't know, things seem to be going well, but I just have, like, a slight concern.
Okay, so a slight concern. What seems to be the little issue, my dear?
Yeah, well, we're spending a lot of time together. We stay at each other's places and everything, but I don't know, I'm just getting that, I don't know if it's woman's intuition or what, I just feel like I might not be the only woman that Bryce is seeing.
Okay, so if you spend a lot of time together and spending the night together, like, how would you get that kind of idea, like you see another woman, like, when would this guy have the time?
Yeah, like, okay, so one of my girlfriends actually saw a photo of him posted on that Facebook group, Are We Dating the Same Guy? And she was asking if anyone had tea or red flags on him, so that is kind of concerning.
Okay, yeah, I'm totally familiar with that group. But here's the thing. I've heard of some ex-girlfriends or, like, ex-wives posting their former flames on there just because they want to create issues or, like, drama for their exes. Makes sense,
yeah.
So it doesn't necessarily mean there's red flags or tea.
Yeah, like, I thought about that, too. I don't know. Something's just not sitting right with me, though. So, and I don't want to come out and ask him point blank because I'm just... Well, first of all, not sure I'm going to get the truth. And also, I just don't want to cause drama or come across as, like, being too much,
yeah.
You know?
You know what? I got this. This is an easy one. I know exactly what to do. We're going to pull the old school War of the Roses, dirty work. We're going to tell Bryce he won dinner for two and, like, ask him a couple questions. If he picks the right questions and the right answers, then he'll get the dinner. What do you think about that, Sarah?
Yeah, I love that. Okay, that should work.
Okay, all right. So what we're going to do is... are you going to be listening when we call him on the air and, or do you want to, here's another question. Did you hang out with him last night?
Okay. I'm definitely going to be listening for sure. I was not with him last night, but the last time I saw him was on Saturday night.
Hold on the line so we can get his number from you and then we'll call him right after the song. Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey there. Can I speak to Bryce, please?
Yeah. Who's this?
So, my name is Toby Flanderson, and there's a very nice young lady who's about to win a dinner for two for playing a game with us, but you got to answer some questions correctly, and then you and this beautiful lady will win dinner at
okay, cool, a game. I am with it. So, what's the question I need to answer?
Great. So, it'll take a quick second. It's actually three questions. If you get all three right, you and this lucky lady will win this dinner. You ready?
Oh, easy. Love it. Give it to me. I love trivia.
All right. Question one. Who is the current president of the United States?
Oh, come on, man. That's easy. Joe Biden.
You got one for one. Question two. What kind of car do you drive?
Are you kidding me? Oh, this is ridiculous. I drive an Acura.
All right. Last question. Don't blow it. Who were you with last night? What is her name?
Well, I wasn't with anyone last night, but I was with somebody Monday night.
Yes, exactly. That's what I meant. Sorry. Who were you with Monday night?
Oh, man. These are the easiest questions ever. I was with Audrey on Monday night. So when do I get this dinner?
Well, you got all of them right. You won 3 for 3. We will tell Audrey. We'll call her and collect your prize, okay?
Cool, man. Thanks.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So we have an interesting turn of events to tell you. We actually have Audrey on the line. She just called us. Audrey, so what's up? What's going on?
Hi. Well, I was the one who posted on Are We Dating the Same Guy on Facebook. And a friend of mine heard you guys talking to Sarah, I think that's her name, saying something about the Facebook post, and my friend told me to turn on Z104, and yeah, I just heard everything.
Oh, God. Well, so, Audrey, how do you feel?
Obviously, I also had a feeling that he wasn't just dating me. I mean, that's why I posted him. So I was thinking that we could set Bryce up. We could make him think he's meeting me for dinner, perhaps, but I'll have Sarah show up with me if she wants to really put him on the spot.
This is great. Oh, my God. So amazing. Yes, I love it. We'll get in touch with Sarah, see if she's comfortable with all of this, and then I'll connect you two, and y'all can take it from there.
Yeah, that would be perfect. I mean, hopefully she's willing to talk.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.